Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. And for those of you who celebrate Easter, happy Easter. It's a day I know that everybody gets excited for, enjoys the day. I know my two girls are really pumped for the Easter Bunny this morning. Saw some pretty cute stuff that I hadn't even seen before. My oldest daughter wrote a letter to the Easter Bunny just saying Happy Easter. It was pretty cool stuff. I was like, I didn't even think of that when I was a kid, but pretty good stuff. But Happy Easter again to all that celebrates. We are, it's going to be a pretty nice day, just based on what I've seen temperature-wise. Sun's actually going to be out, but, right now it doesn't feel that way. It's about 25 degrees out there. We've had some real cold nights compared to, what we've been dealing with. Because lately it's coming in real cold. The past couple weeks we haven't had this cold at night to the point where, those heavier frosts are happening. So definitely something to be looking out for as we go on. It doesn't look like until next week and Thursday, Friday, we'll get some more cold weather again. So, still not time to be putting a lot of that stuff outside your, annuals, that type of thing. Maybe protecting your pansies if you've put them out on the porch. Bring them in at night over the end of the weekend. We know that pansies will take some of the cold, but, it's one of those things where just better safe than sorry if you wanted to keep them in. But we're getting to that point where, we're really starting to think about the future and saying, all right, let's go. This is what I want to do. This. Let me put this outside. But we're not there yet. We got to definitely wait a little bit more time and hope that weather changes. The daytime temperatures are going to be nice, but we need to have those temperatures stay closer together when it comes to the nighttime for us to be doing certain things. I know a lot of people right now really, really want to just put seed down, really want to start taking care of the lawn and getting ready. I would really highly suggest waiting for now before you put some of that seed down. Maybe another week or so. Let some of those cold temperatures at night slow. Let's get rid of them. The thing that worries me the most is when the temperatures have that large gap, right? And what I mean by that is during the day we get into the 60s, and then at night it's in the 30s. I'd like those numbers to be closer, you know, so they stay in the 40s if we go to 60. I know, this is not a perfect world to be like, all right, this is what it's going to do. But I like to, you know, connect them together a little bit closer than when it goes from like 60 to 25, right? So those of you who want to put that grass seed down, what does that do to the grass seed? What does that do to what's going on? Well, it slows down your germination cycle. You know, a lot of grass seed out there will say, you know, 14 to 21 days you'll have germination. Right? So that's what's, you know, you're sitting there saying, all right, 14 days, I'm going to water, I'm going to take care of it, and I better see some seed. I better see some grass popping up, right? Well, with the cold temperatures, what will happen is it'll push it more to like 28 days or a little bit longer. And so it's not ready. The other thing is the soil temperatures aren't warm enough completely for all that crabgrass to start germinating. We're seeing things start to germinate, as in, you know, germinate, the wrong word there, but the starting to show their buds, show their leaves on some plants with the temperatures we've been having. But I still, when it comes to grass seed, I'd still wait a little bit. I wouldn't hold off getting it. Get it so it's ready, so you can just put it down. Look for some of the, you know, next weekend. I know it's gonna looks like Friday we might get some rain, but that's gonna be a cold overnight. So we watch out for that. But, you know, just see what you can do. You know, patience is a virtue when it comes to the lawn right now. We're there, right? We're at spring and we're like, all right, let's go. Let's get this done, right? But we just, another week or so, I would be waiting. I was thinking this last week that, you know, another week would be fine. But honestly, just based on looking at the weather a little bit longer, you know, obviously we can look at a long-term forecast anywhere. I tend to look at the long-term forecast, but I'll try to go the 5 to 7 day to know a little bit more. So it's just a little more accurate. And so now that I have that 5 to 7 day, it's making me think about it again and push it another week. So just, it's a safety thing. I like to just make sure, you know, whatever you put down, is you're going to get the best value for what you do. Because that's one of the things we would be worried about, is, you know, germination, that type of thing working. On the opposite end of this, you know, we've talked about using, you know, putting crabgrass control down. If you're going to do crabgrass control, that's fine to put down at this point. The soil temperatures have warmed up. Our temperatures have warmed up enough that you can start getting that crabgrass control down, because the soil temperatures, the soil temperatures are starting to warm up enough there where, you know, it's getting closer. We're looking at that 50 degrees in the soil temperature, right? 50 degrees in the soil temperature is going to tell us, all right, grass seed crabgrass seed will start to germinate. We're almost there on that. I'm looking at our soil temperatures, and because of the cold days we've had the past couple days at night, it's brought our temperatures down. We're looking at, you know, where I am, at least 40 degrees for the 24-hour average, and then 45 for the 5-day average. So we've had some days where it's popped up, but we need to get it consistent. So your crabgrass isn't going to start to germinate yet. So you still have plenty of time to be putting that that preventer down. We can definitely be putting it down this week. If you look at, I think Friday it's going to rain, maybe putting it down Friday morning or Thursday night, so it's kind of watered in for you. If you, you know, say you have a sprinkler system and it's not turned on yet, that'd be a nice way to do it. But, you know, putting it down before those soil temperatures hit, because we don't want to have that 50-degree temperature and have them just pop right away. So you still have plenty of time to be putting down crabgrass control. I would even say, you know, you have weeks. The thing about it is, too, is there's two times to put crabgrass control down. With that, like a palletized version, you can put some crabgrass down now. And then 6 weeks from now, they actually make some products where it's just crabgrass control, not fertilizer. So you can work on some of the broadleaf weeds that you normally do on your step two, right? That way you can put it down twice because you get the early and late germinating crabgrass. So that is something to be thinking about. We can talk about that more as we go on today. But the phone lines are wide open. Anybody who has some questions can give us a call at 855-660-4261. And, we got plenty of time today. Almost 4 hours in the show left. So we'll be here to answer those questions and do everything we can to help you out today. Sun's supposed to be out. It's going to be a nice day. Maybe it's a day we take some rest and enjoy the family. And but if you want to get out there in the garden, get out there. It's going to be warm later. You know, do some cleanup, do that type of thing. But give us a call in the meantime, 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a counterstorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. It's going to be a really nice day out there later today. So it might be a good day to just enjoy the family or get out and do some yard work. It's going to be about 60 degrees later, so I know, like I said, it's 25 degrees out. Feels like winter. So let's think spring. Let's think about some things, what we can be doing. You know, we talked a little bit about grass seed, you know, holding off a little bit. We talked about crabgrass control. What else can we do? Some things we need to really look at doing. You know, starting to get the fertilizers done for our plants that are waking up, your evergreens, your deciduous trees, etc. So those are some things we can talk about as the day goes on. But I do have a call on the line, so I want to get right to it. So Nathan, who's up next?
David is in Falmouth.
David, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick, and thanks for taking the call. Had a couple questions. First off, sure. Thanks for your help with the seed certification and scarification. So far, so good on that one.
Good.
That was the email I sent you. And then
a
couple months ago, I asked about a pawpaw tree. I ordered some things from Georgia. They came earlier than expected. I was hoping they would come till mid-April or so, but they came about 10 days ago. So I wanted to ask about putting them out, and one is the pawpaw, and then there are two berries, an elder and a goji, and then a mulberry tree. So I've been watching the soil temp with that site you gave us, so I was wondering what you thought about putting those out.
Well, so
in the
so in the Cape, it's a little, you know, the temperatures will warm up a little bit differently compared to you know, the northern part of New England where, or, you know, just even the northern part of Massachusetts. You know, I would still be waiting to get it outside completely, especially coming from Georgia. And it's been inside the house, all of them, probably you said, for about 10 days.
Yeah, first and seller, now they're in the garage, but they're looking a little tired.
Yeah, so what I would look to do is try to bring them outside during the day.
Yep.
Give them some of that sun, give them some of the temperatures to start to acclimate to the area, but still bring them in at night. You know, the temperatures at night, maybe Thursday, Friday, are looking like they're going to drop to like 35, 36 overnight. So those would be nights that make me nervous.
Yeah. Okay.
Long term, it's starting to move up down there. It's starting to look better. Temperature-wise, where the gap between the two will stay a little bit closer, you know what I mean, instead of being so, like, high to low. So I would, my thought process would be to bring them out during the day. If it's going to be overnight temperatures in the 40s, you might be able to leave them out. Kind of, you know, you'll be able to feel the temperature difference if you start to notice during the day just a temperature drop. Sometimes you can kind of feel like all of a sudden it just gets cold. I'd bring them back into the garage, continue to, you know, to water them, get them taken care of that way. But I would definitely try to get them acclimated to outside.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I've been doing, but I did make a mistake. I put them all in a 5-gallon bucket. Now I'm wondering how I'm going to separate them without, you know, shocking them. They should be separated. Is that right, Pat?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Definitely. I mean, you could start, you didn't plant them. You just have them, like, in, like, water, or are they all planted?
Well, I forget what kind of soil I used. Whatever I had handy. It's new
soil.
Yeah,
so what I would look to do is start getting them into their individuals now. Their individual pots. I know you're probably going to plant some of them in the ground, right?
Yes.
But what worries me is the fact that, say these cold temperatures are prolonged, say for some reason the overnight temperatures will go down into the low 30s all the way to the end of April, then we're talking a month, a little over a month of them being in the same container. So I'd really want them to be separated. So if they do start to develop new roots, we're not pulling them apart and shocking them. Adds a little bit more work to it, but I think in the long run, it'll be worth it for you.
Yeah, I think I'll do it today. Thanks a million.
All right, David, have a great rest of your day and happy Easter if you celebrate.
Oh, I do, and you too, and thanks for
thank you.
You know, everything you do and your dad as well.
Thanks. We'll be back.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It's Easter Sunday. In St. Peter's Square, for the second year in a row, there are sparse crowds due to the pandemic. Pope Francis, in an Easter Mass, asked people to not lose hope during the dark months of the pandemic. Only about 200 people wearing masks attended. On Good Friday, 1.5 million people passed through TSA checkpoints. With so many people traveling, health experts warn that another coronavirus surge could be coming. Dr. Jose Mayorga is with UCI Health in Orange, California.
Unfortunately, we've seen this movie before. Cases plateaued at a suboptimal level. We're entering a holiday or high travel season. And I wouldn't be surprised we see cases increase within 10 to 14 days thereafter.
This is USA Radio News. The United States has set another new record for coronavirus vaccinations. 4 million shots were administered on Friday. The CDC says more than 59 million Americans have now been fully vaccinated against the virus. On CNN, Dr. Anthony Fauci was asked when people could get back to normal.
What you're seeing is that as data are accumulating, the authorities, in this case the CDC, that makes those recommendations, are waiting until they get substantial data and evidence to say, okay, now you can do that. Even though, as more data trickle in before it's nailed down, that the people on the outside who see that are saying, no, wait a minute, we know it's less chance, so why don't we just not have to wear a mask? That is coming soon.
The U.S. now leads the world in the total number of doses administered, according to Bloomberg's COVID-19 vaccine tracker. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right back to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Mike is in Bedford.
Mike, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Patrick, how are you? I'm a long-time listener. I've listened to your show for many, many years. And I have a question, because you kind of confused me this morning with the talk about the wheat preventer halts and so on and so forth.
Sure.
I was always under the opinion that you didn't spread that until the forsythia was in full bloom. The New Hampshire County Extensions, I guess they're called. You know, I've read many articles on that subject, and I'm asked many times, and my advice was always to wait till they're in full bloom, not even when they're starting to bud, but they have to be in full bloom. Now, when you had mentioned 50 degrees or so would be the good starting point to spread it, who is correct? Am I?
So you're not wrong by any means.
Where can I go with this?
So you're not wrong by any means. The 50 degrees is the soil temperatures, not the temperatures outside.
Right.
So soil temperatures, so crabgrass starts to germinate when it's consistently soil temperatures of 50 degrees or more.
Okay.
And so we're not there yet. That usually coincides with the same thing as the forsythia in full bloom.
Okay,
we're both right. We're just,
yeah,
I'm so saying it one way, you have it a different way.
I got you. So what I gather then, when the soil temperature would be about 50 degrees or so when forsythia is in full bloom.
Exactly. And that's what it is, right? I like to go with the soil temperatures because they fluctuate so much and they'll go up and down. And the soil temperatures will also help, will affect if you're trying to put grass seed at the same time.
Gotcha.
Whereas the grass seed, right, we don't think of a, like, beacon, if you will, of, like, the forsythia. We just think, okay, it's spring, I can put it down. So I kind of combine the two to bring that thought process out. The other thing about it is, with crabgrass, you know, when I first got into the industry and everything, it was always just, okay, crabgrass, you put it down once, and then you always go to the second step. Mm-hmm. The more I was into the industry, the more I was learning, you can actually put crabgrass control down twice. You know, for that early germination and the late germination of the crabgrass seed. So you could be putting it down, you know, once the soil temperatures reach 50 or you're starting to see forsythia. And I always preface when I will say forsythia that's in the ground and it's been there, because you go to a garden center and right now there's forsythia blooming. And I've seen it,
oh, yeah,
you know.
For sure.
So
yeah,
we're talking about the forsythia that has been in the ground at somebody's home first, not, you know, at a garden center. But you can put it down, the crabgrass control now, but then 6 weeks from now, when it comes time to do your, you know, your second application, there's actually products that you can just do a crabgrass control for a second time. You can even use the same, like, you know, step one instead of a broad leaf. And so, you know, things have kind of become a little bit different, right? Because crabgrass has become such a problem where that's what everybody knows, right? When you look at a lawn, you just hear crabgrass. You know, if you were to ask anybody about their lawn, they might tell you two things that are in it: crabgrass or clover. Those are the ones that they know. And so that's where the industry has kind of moved to. So that's kind of where I go from it. But you're definitely not wrong by any means. For forsythia full bloom, that's when you put it down. But I like to, you know, the people who are looking to do something right now, if you're going to do it early, really try to do a second application with the crabgrass to help protect it from that early and late season crabgrass that starts to germinate. So that's kind of where I'm at with it. So I completely understand how I can confuse you, because for the longest time...
No problem.
Not confuse you, but you know what I mean. Kind of make it a little...
Well, you have a great show. Listen,
thank
I
you.
Wanted to also, on that same subject, I had also read many years ago that the crabgrass preventer early in the season only has a useful life at maximum 3 or 4 months. So I see a lot of these people spreading it awfully early, and then by August or so, it's lost its usefulness. So, you know, like you said, the late season weeds, so crabgrass will sprout because there isn't any more protection. So that's why I always kind of wait till as long as possible before I put that down. But that's just me.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with what you say. There's a lot of, you know, studies into that. The other thing too is they've come out in the more recent years with a liquid crabgrass control that you can spray around, you know, July when the lawn is starting to show some of that crabgrass, maybe even a little bit earlier, where it's like a ready to spray where you attach to the hose and you can just go out there and kill the crabgrass that is there.
Great.
You know, the ideal situation when it comes to crabgrass, controlling crabgrass, to be honest, isn't putting a chemical down, doing all these things. It's making sure your lawn is nice and thick with grass so that the weeds don't take over. Obviously, that's a perfect world, right? We can see those in commercials, but that's the way to do it long term. And that's, you know, ideally that's what we'd like to get to, but it's easier said than done, and we all know that.
Oh, it sure is. Okay, well, listen, you have a nice day. You got a great show.
Thanks,
tell
Mike.
Everybody about it. Early bird, especially. I'm an early bird. But
awesome.
Anyway, good luck. Have a good day.
You Happy too. Easter. Thank you for the call. Happy Easter, and enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks, Mike.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, if you want the best-looking lawn and garden in your neighborhood, then you need to use the best lawn and garden fertilizers on the planet. ProTrust Products offers everything you need for a great-looking lawn, beautiful trees and shrubs, and garden with spectacular blooms and bountiful veggie harvest. It's too early to worry about planting your garden, but it's the perfect time to start taking care of your lawn. In fact, right now, ProTrust is running their annual Turf Trust Triple Play promotion. This promo combines their amazing Turf Trust fertilizer with their legendary broadleaf weed control and crabgrass control products. Save 10% and get free shipping when you order the Turf Trust Triple Play online at www.protrustproducts.com. Trust your lawn and garden to ProTrust Products. Now, definitely take a look at those at that website, ProTrust Products. Some really good stuff. If you're looking just to fertilize, they have a fertilizer that will last up to 14 weeks of continuous feeding. 14 weeks, right? We talk about putting your steps or your applications every 4 to 6 weeks. That would be, if you did it every 4 weeks, that would be 3.5 applications. Can you imagine not having to do as much for your lawn if you're just feeding it? Spending less time out there focusing on the other things that you want to do, spending more time with your family, etc. That's what ProTrust can do for you. So definitely take a look at their website. Take a couple days to ship to you. It'd be perfect time to be doing it, getting it down on the weekend like we've discussed. Wait until those forsythias start to bloom. Will definitely be there. So take a look at it. Their website, again, is protrustproducts.com. A lot of great information there. If you have some questions, definitely take a look. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, again, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so we have plenty of time for you to give us a call. I know a lot of us are just starting to wake up. The sun is popping out. It's going to be a nice day once it warms up. Right now it's a bit cold, so definitely we will be enjoying this day. So I'm starting to talk about it the last break here, previous, starting to fertilize your shrubs and trees at this point in time. You know, you can be fertilizing your evergreens, so your rhododendrons, your hollies, your boxwoods, your mountain laurel, your pieris, your Japanese hollies. Those types of things can be started by using Hollytone. Hollytone is the perfect product to be using in your evergreens. It helps with the acidity, keeps them green, but gives them a boost this time of year. We're definitely looking for that, right? It's definitely going to help with your plants going forward. You know, looking at some of the deciduous shrubs, you know, number of them out there, right? You know, your forsythia that we were talking about, buddleia, which would be the butterfly bush. We could be looking at spirea. We could be looking at some different deciduous shrubs. Those are the ones that lose their leaves over the winter. You could be using a plant tone for those, right? Getting those ready. It's definitely a good time to do it. The ground is thawed, and the roots are starting to be active, and they're starting to look for food. They're starting to look to get to be ready for the season for you. So this would be a great time to feed them. So definitely think about doing that right now. The other thing we can start doing, get the garden ready. You know, you want to put something down, use garden tone. Or use like a 10-10-10 all-purpose on the garden bed. Spread it evenly over. All the bags will tell you exactly how much to use depending upon square footage, etc., how big it is. So follow those to a T.
There's not, you know, it's not going to burn it when you use too much, but at the same time, you know, they've done tons and tons of research to figure out exactly how much you need for your plants and by the size, so definitely follow those. But right now, great time to start fertilizing those plants. If you haven't done it before or you haven't done it in a number of years, this is a really good time to do it and a good season to do it because of the fact that last fall we had that major drought, right? Last summer and fall, we started to get issues with our plants because we weakened them by this drought. Fertilizing them and taking care of them is going to help them bounce back a little bit. So we want to look at doing that. You know, whichever fertilizer you use, I like the Espoma products. They're a household name when it comes to, you know, when you fertilize a rhododendron, Hollytone. It just pops right out, right? So those are things to be thinking about doing this spring to take care of your plants and get them ready for the season. Especially, like I said, coming off a year where we had a major, major drought at one point, like 12 inches below. So something to think about. Give us a call in the meantime, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we've got plenty of time left in the show, about another 3 hours to enjoy your questions and help you out with your gardening problems, and we'll do everything we can to help you out with those. So give us that call. Like I said, we'll do what we can to make sure you're taken care of there. It's going to be a nice day. Don't think it's going to be perfect to put down certain things or get out there. We've talked about it already a number of times, what we need to be thinking about for the grass seed, etc., and not thinking about putting it down. The daytime temperatures, we gotta make sure we remember, it's not just the daytime temperatures that affect what we're doing, it's the nighttime temperatures as well. I know that's something that easily gets forgotten for some of the newer gardeners, right? Some of the gardeners who have been doing this for years upon years remember it. They know about the first frost, right? One of the questions that you'll get in the garden center a lot is, when can I put my vegetables out? When can I do this out? We need to look at the last frost for the year. The last frost of the year is usually, at least in most of the New England area, is going to be about May 20th. That's a good time to say, all right, we know that the frost is over. More north you get, obviously, the
a little bit later it will be. I don't foresee it being too late. We're not talking all the way into June, those types of things. We're looking more end of May, like I said, early June maybe. But that would be depending upon where you live. So those are things to be thinking about. Those are things that we think about as gardeners in this area, to just say, all right, this is what we're going to do. We're going to be ready for it. So just some things to think about. I was talking about fertilizing. One thing I wanted to also add, I mentioned deciduous, right? Plants that lose their leaves over the winter. What's one that is very popular that loses its leaves during the winter and that we think about? Hydrangeas, right? Hydrangeas are definitely one where we're like, that lose their leaves every year, and ones that have become so popular in a good way. I love the colors that they do. Even when it is a good, nice green leaf, those are ones that I really like. So those are some things to be thinking about. But what do we use? What do we use on our hydrangeas this time of year? Well, there's a couple things, right? So some of the recommendations that I have for you would be to use either like a 10-10-10 or a 5-10-5 at this time. And with hydrangeas, you can actually use a 10-10-10 like about 8 weeks into the season as well as a secondary fertilizer. That's a nice one to be using. We can also look at, if you're looking, if you've had issues, and we talk about it a good amount because we know that the hydrangeas, they're not the easiest to always bloom for us. We want to see if there's, something we can do. And one of those things we can do is by using like a superphosphate. Superphosphate's a good one to be using at this time when it comes to your hydrangeas, so that you can help push some blossoms if they haven't. The other thing we need to be thinking about is, when did you prune them, right? What style are they? Those are some of the questions we need to have answered at the same time. But those are some things we can fertilize and fertilize with. So those are some things to be thinking about right now. Getting the garden ready is huge to do as well. I will say, we always think about fertilizing, our shrubs and trees. But one thing that kind of gets, I don't think it gets neglected because a lot of us have the vegetable gardens, those things. But I think thinking about what to do early gets neglected a little bit. And that, again, 10-10-10, 5-10-5, or garden tone in your veggie garden. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back at the 7 o'clock hour. Our phone number here is 855. So it's 855-660-4261. We're going to take that break. Like I said, we'll be back in a few.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.